This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A federal judge will decide whether Harvard discriminates against Asian Americans who apply to the school. The trial wrapped up today in Boston with impassioned arguments from both sides. WBUR's Carrie Young and our Edify team have been covering this trial. She joins us now from the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Hi, Carrie.
Good afternoon.
So you watched this from the start. The trial is over now. What's the tone like there?
Well, when everyone left the courthouse today, it seemed like both sides were actually pretty confident, if not a little bit tired. This case has been in federal court for the last 15 days. But outside the courthouse today, we heard from Harvard's lead attorney, Bill Lee, first. He says that Students for Fair Admissions, that's the plaintiff in this case, wants to get rid of African-American and Hispanic students on Harvard's campus.
If that's going to happen, it's going to be a decision of some significance by a court of some significance. But that would be a big change in the law. It would be a big change for universities like Harvard. And personally, I think it would be a disaster for the country.
And so here he's referring to the fact that if this does make it to the Supreme Court, which a lot of people are thinking it will make it all of that way, that would be the result and that is what they want to avoid. However, he said, you know, he is feeling very confident about how this case turned out and that he does not think that Students for Fair Admissions adequately made that case that there is intentional discrimination there. Now, we did hear from Students for Fair Admissions, their lead attorney, Adam Mortara, and he disagrees with Bill Lee's statement about this being about affirmative action and discrimination. Let's hear how he responds to that.
But it's not about overturning affirmative action here in this trial court. It's about what Harvard has done. Harvard admitted yesterday, the day before, that its preferences for African Americans and Hispanics result in a 300% and 200% increase in their admissions prospects. By any measure, that's more than the Supreme Court has said is allowable.
So that's Adam Mortara with SFFA. What you heard from the judge in the courtroom, Carrie, did it give you any sense of what the decision might hinge on?
Well, based on what the judge and her questions were sort of leading to, and really what we've heard from other experts, is that the decision in this case will depend a lot on these dueling sets of statistics. Judge Allison Burroughs asked a lot of questions from both sides about what different numbers meant, how the sides each got to those numbers, why they left out certain data. And so this seems like that's where this decision is going to be based on. And that is actually a pretty common thing for discrimination law. Lawsuits.
And what's the timeline? When does she expect to rule?
Well, we really don't know the exact answer to that. It could be soon, within the next couple of months, or it could be next year. But what we do know is that there are a lot of people watching this case. I know a lot of, especially selective universities, are going to be keeping their eye out to what the findings are, because it could potentially have really huge implications.
Okay, a case with huge implications. WBUR's Carrie Young at the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.